Somalis living here in the U.S. are frantically trying to find new ways to get money to East Africa. That's because the only U.S. bank that helps wire transfers to Somalia says it's getting out of the business. Somalis in Minnesota say there will be a humanitarian crisis in their home country if their relatives are cut off. Minnesota Public Radio's Rupa Shenoy has this report.
Two cement skyscraper apartment buildings covered in faded pastel patches stand just north of downtown Minneapolis. Most of the people who live there are Somalis. Once a month, many walk across the street to a small, bright blue shop called Ka Express. This is just one money wiring business that links Somalis here to family who remain in camps throughout East Africa.
$100.
Abdi Musa is a cashier at a convenience store and today is sending money to his sister living in a Nairobi refugee camp.
Every month from my income, I help the family. She has two kids.
Musa's money will get bundled with other $50 and $100 remittances. It adds up to millions of dollars that's kept millions of people in Somalia alive through civil war, mass famine, and terrorism. But Musa's heard that flow of money is at risk.
We are very scared about that.
He worries that without remittances, his family will starve. Somalis in the U.S. have always been worried about remittances getting into the hands of terrorists. They only trust African-owned money-wiring companies like Ka Express to get money to East Africa, and they're the only banks operating inside Somalia. But the money-wiring companies need to work with a U.S. bank here. Adin Hassan does the books for Ka Express.
It has essentially become an epidemic. Banks avoiding us, banks terminating us. So we knew, you know, that something had to give.
In 2008, the Somali community here approached local family-owned Sunrise Community Banks. Bank President David Railing agreed to work with the money wirers, and soon Sunrise was the only bank legally sending money to Somalia. But now Sunrise says it's ending the service. Railing says his bank will close money wirers' accounts by the end of December.
If you look at it from a legal basis, it would have made sense to close the accounts down immediately.
Railing says he got worried last year when two Somali women in Rochester, Minnesota, were convicted of aiding the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, in part by sending money through wire transfers. Sunrise Banks examined its records to find out if its systems had been used, and to Railing's relief, they hadn't.
But could we have stopped them from taking place? And the fact is that the people in either of those two cases were not on any particular list that would have flagged them in our systems.
Railing admits he's closing down the money wiring accounts to prompt the government to improve security. Until then, he wants Washington to offer his bank protection from prosecution.
It can come from the Treasury Department, the State Department, the Department of Justice, and maybe the Department of Homeland Security.
Minnesota's congressional delegation has been trying to sort that out with letters to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and calls to the White House. Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison is one of two Muslim members of Congress. He doesn't know if the federal government will be able to act before the deadline. Either way, Ellison says the federal government needs to find a long-term solution.
Are there better ways to maintain safety and to facilitate transactions that really do need to be made in order to keep starving people alive?
Ellison says the welfare of millions of people in East Africa shouldn't rest on the shoulders of one bank president in Minnesota. And he and others point out that if Somalis can't send money legally, remittances will be forced underground, making them far more likely to be used by terrorist groups. For NPR News, I'm Rupa Shenoy in Minneapolis.